Thank you for being here today. What did you think when you got up this morning and you looked outside or heard what was happening on the radio? I had some second thoughts about today. They told me this I-95 was closed, the Schuylkill Highway was closed, the highway going through Delaware County up there, that was closed because of all the ice. And I looked outside and it wasn't raining. I said, good Lord's blessing us. About 15 minutes later, when I took stuff out to the car, it started raining. A little ice on the windshield. And there was a little ice when we got here in the parking lot. Thank you for being here. Thank you for making that second effort. Today we're talking about the subject, God knows us all too well. King David wrote many of the Psalms, and he wrote this 139th Psalm, for it speaks about the all-knowing, all-powerful God that we worship. The God of truth in this Psalm speaks about knowing our hearts, for He knows us. And if we mix that knowledge with our faith, it will have a greater influence upon our life as we live from day to day, knowing that God knows me. He knows you. And we're going to learn some things today that will help us open our eyes about who He is. For the psalm opens up and it speaks directly to us when it says, O Lord, You have searched me and You know me. The chancel choir sang, Know my heart. God knows us. God has perfect knowledge of us. All of our actions, both inward and outward, they're open to Him. There is nothing that God doesn't know about us. As people of faith, this should be very important to us because we want to honor God with all that we do. And if He knows what we're doing, then let's hope it honors Him. We're told that we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. And guess what? He knows our shortcomings. How well do you know yourself? Do you know your strengths? Do you know your weaknesses? Are you loving, kind, and generous? Or are you mean and cold and conniving and stingy like the Grinch? God knows. The first impression you make on someone is usually a lasting one. And impressions are hard to change. You want a good laugh? Go back and look at some of your old pictures. What impression do they give you? Go back and look at some of the pictures of your grandparents. Maybe when they were younger. And then when they were older. You may look like them in time. I remember a picture of my mother with a hairdo that was ugly. I mean, it was in fashion then, but you would never do something like that today. People change. They change in attitude. They change in appearance. Do you remember the long hair of the guys back in the 60s and 70s? Just let it go? Today, what do they look like? Probably some of them don't even have hair. People change, but there is one thing that we can be thankful for, and that is God the Father and God the Son never changes. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. If you see any change between yourself and between God, guess what? It isn't God who has changed, but it's we who have changed. Can God depend upon us? We can depend upon Him, but can He depend upon us? God's love to us, in spite of our changeability, His love never changes. He's always there for us. The psalm that Vernon read today tells us of something that we need to know about God. And that is, He knows everything about us. I mean everything. There is nothing that we can hide from Him, for He is all-knowing, all-powerful. He's in every place at every moment of time. That's our God. This is a good sermon title, God Knows Us All Too Well. And there's a lot of truth in that statement. For this 139th Psalm tells us about God's knowledge of each of us as individuals. Let me share a few things out of this psalm that shows what God knows about us. Number one, it is God who has made us. Because God is love, He gave that love to our parents, that through their physical love we were conceived, and by the power of God we were created. For the psalm says, for You, God, created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Now, many of you have wonderful talents that you share. Some of you are artists. Some of you work with wood. Others make beautiful quilts. Some use needle and thread to make wonderful garments. But God, in His power, He knit us together. He wove our life into being. For God used our parents as a means to give us physical birth. But it is God who caused the process to happen. You ever consider that process of how life begins? How wonderful God is to have created this body that we live in? Our text says, and I believe this shows the power and the insight of God, that He knew us before we were conceived. And He watched over us as we were made in the womb. Verses 15 and 16 of the text tells of God's knowledge. He says, my frame was not hidden from You when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. He made us. He wove us together. He saw us in an unformed shape. God knew us from the very moment of conception, if not before. Now, mankind thinks that his knowledge is great because he can use instrumentation to see the fetus in the womb, can even determine the sex of the child. But our scripture says, but the eyes of God saw our unformed body, and even more so, He knew us. Just as an artist or a sculptor envisioned what he wants to put on that paper or to take that block of marble and create something. For that artist or sculptor has it in his mind. And so God knows about our new creation of life. It says, before we were conceived. Wow. Wow. God's knowledge doesn't stop there. For after having made us, number two, God knows our current and our present status. There's nothing that God doesn't know about us at this present moment. He even knows what you're thinking concerning this sermon. As you're sitting there wondering, well, I wonder what he's going to say next. He's wondering what you're thinking. He knows what you're thinking. In fact, he knows what we will say before it is spoken. As it says, it's even before it was on the tip of our tongue, God knew it. The first four verses of the psalm tells of his knowledge of us. It says, O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. And before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. Question. Do you have any personal secrets? If so, you might as well share them with God because He already knows about them. The psalmist says we can't even hide from Him. There is no place that we can go that the Spirit of God is not already present. For verse 7 asks the question, where can I go from your Spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? The answer is nowhere. If we go to heaven, He is there. If we go to the very depths of the sea, He is there. If we go out into eternity, get in a spaceship and keep flying forever, He's there. God has no bounds upon Him, no limits set upon who He is. For there is no place we can escape from the presence of God. So if I can't flee from Him, then I should allow Him then to become part of my everyday life. He knows me. So let's open up our heart. Let's open up our life. Let Him come in and be part of what we do moment by moment. So God has made us. God knows our present status. And third, God knows our future. You know, I'm so glad that God knows me so well. Because He has to be my best friend if He knows me so well. Are you a friend of God? For this gives me confidence in Him. Gives me confidence to live my life. For in the latter part of verse 16, He says, all my days are ordained for me, and they were written in your book of life before one of them came to be. Wow. He knew what's going to happen to us before we were. Before you were a thought in your parents' minds. God knew it. For He knew us before we were conceived. He knows our present status, and He knows every day of our life, our future. And yet, there are people who refuse to believe in God. They think it is beyond them to humble themselves and accept Him for who He is. But this leads to our fourth point. We need to recognize the hand of God in our life. It's there. Look for it. Test it. When we realize the value of God in our life will change. He can help us. Give us confidence to face whatever is before us. And since He knows what's in our future, we should allow Him to guide us and to walk with us. For His Word is very important to us. Psalm 119, verse 105, the longest psalm in the book. 176 verses, but this is verse 105. It says, "Your Word is a lamp for my feet, a light for my path." Don't worry about walking in the darkness of this world, for He will take you through. He will guide you. And we think about this. This results in our need then to worship and praise Him. As a Christian, we know full well the place that God plays in our life. But however, from time to time we drift away, we may need to be reminded of our need to worship and to praise God and to thank Him for what He has done. Verse 14 tells us why we should praise Him in our scripture there. He says, "I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." Do you see that as part of your life? The need to worship and praise God and to thank Him for all that He has done? For each of us is the handiwork of God. And He made each one of us different. I wonder what He thinks about this process of cloning animals. People want to see whether they can start to clone humans. He made each of us to be different for a purpose. Let's not then forget God's love. For He says in the 17th verse, "How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I were to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand." You see, we need to allow God's thoughts and His ways to become part of our life. His knowledge of us should be a very positive influence so that we can allow Him then to be a positive part of our life. God knows us all too well. I want to challenge you to do something this week. The scripture that is in the bulletin there on page 4. I would like you to take that scripture and each day read it or just read portions of it. Meditate on it. What is that scripture telling you about your relationship with God? How can that scripture help you build a better relationship? So that's my challenge for you this week. So we have seen that God knows all of us. He knows all about us. Before, now, and in the future. Make Him part of your life. Allow Him to be your guide. For our scripture ends with these words, verses 23 and 24. It says, Search me, O God. Know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and then lead me in the way everlasting. What a challenge God's Scripture gives to us today. What a challenge He has given to you and to me. He knows us. He's been knocking at the door of our heart, asking to come in. Have you opened the door to let Him come in? Join me in prayer. Father in heaven, give us a pure heart that we may see You, a humble heart that we may hear You, a heart of love that we may serve You, and a heart of faith that we may live for You. Lord Jesus, we thank You for knowing us so well. Challenge us to come and to know You and the Father so that we may have a deeper relationship together. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.